Okay, thank you. Sam Langley from Boss Point. Some of the points I was going to make have already been covered, so I'm going to try to make things brief. First, let me suggest that if I understand you correctly, that the line, even if you approve the crossing of the border permit, the line still cannot be built without local agreements, then I suggest you approve the border crossing, and then we've got it if we need it, and if we don't need it, the line won't get built. As far as the people that are saying that New Hampshire doesn't need the power, but maybe Massachusetts and Connecticut does, this is all one country. If the line has to be built to provide them with power, and they need the power, then the line should be built. How would we feel if the residents of Massachusetts said they wouldn't allow trucks delivering goods that New Hampshire needs to run over their highways to get to New Hampshire? We'd be up the creek. As far as the people that say, property values are going to go to pot and all this, I don't think people come up here to hunt and fish and swim in the lake, and they can still do that whether the towers are there or not. Having said this, I would suggest one other thing. Talk about underground lines. Underground lines are fine. You don't have to look at them, but they're a lot harder to maintain. I've lived in areas that have used underground lines, and when power goes out, it takes three times as long to get it back because they have trouble finding where the break is. I think the proposal should be studied, but I don't think it should be killed out of hand. I don't think it's going to kill the tourist industry. Thank you for your time.